Okay, this is Beth Von Gunten chairing the Pacifica National Governance Committee on Wednesday, August 23rd, 2023. And we'll start with roll call to establish quorum. Christine Avalos.
Here.
Thank you. One moment. I've got to mark these down as we go. Rachel Barr. Rachel Barr? I don't hear Rachel. Marisol Cruz. I'll ask, but to date she has been boycotting, so I don't hear Marisol Cruz. Violetta Diamond?
Here.
Thank you. Vanessa Dixon Briggs?
Here.
Thank you. William Foster?
Here.
Thank you. Christina B. Huggins? Christina? I don't hear Christina. Robert Lokender?
Here.
Thank you. Marianne Martinez?
Present.
Thank you. James Sagerton? James Sagerton, are you muted? I don't hear James yet. I know he intends to be here later, so we'll go on. Minerva Sanders.
Present.
Thank you. Jane Scheidler.
Present.
Thank you. Aki Tanaka. Aki? I don't hear Aki. Michael D.D. White?
Here.
Thank you. Carol Wolfley? Carol told me before the meeting that she didn't intend to come today. Hello? Carol Wolfley? At any rate, Carol said that she was going to decline to come today. She has sent an email to the committee explaining why. So just to go back and catch anybody we've missed, Rachel Barr. I don't hear Rachel. Christina Huggins. I don't hear Christina. James Sagerton. James? Well, maybe he'll show up later. Aki Tanaka? I don't hear Aki. But let's take a tally here. It takes 9 to make quorum. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 10.
So Sue is here. Quorum.
Hi, Sue. Thank you. Next on the agenda is agenda approval. I'll read through it quickly. First was call to order and roll call. Second was agenda approval. Number 3, minutes approval. Number 4, request for a timekeeper. Number 5, a motion postponed from the last meeting. Motion from Wolfley. that the Pacifica Executive Director be restored to the Pacifica bylaw mandated responsibility for making crucial personnel and programming changes to support the financial stability of the network with innovative and listener-supported radio and media platforms. Number six was to announce the next meeting, which will be Wednesday, September 27th, 2023, same time as usual, as posted to KPFTX. And we intend to adjourn by no later than 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific Time. So I move the agenda. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you. Who was that that seconded?
That's Michael White.
Hi, thank you. Okay. So is there any discussion of the agenda? Is there any opposition to adopting this agenda as is? Hearing no opposition, the agenda is approved. Minutes went out. The next item, number three, is minutes, which went out earlier this afternoon at 2:28, in case anybody needs to find them. So I will move to adopt the minutes for approval, the draft minutes for approval. Is there a second for that motion?
Second, Michael White.
Thank you.
Chair, may I be recognized, James?
Yes.
Are you doing seconds in committee, in this committee?
I guess I forgot.
No worry.
No need. Thank you for the reminder. We don't need it. So in that case, is there any discussion of the minutes as they were sent earlier, the draft minutes? Any additions, corrections, changes? Is there any opposition to adopting the minutes as drafted? Hearing no opposition, the minutes are now approved. The next item is a request for a timekeeper, although it may not be that necessary in this meeting. We don't have that many people or that much business. So I guess we'll cross that bridge if we need to. And that takes us to item number five. I'll read it once more. This was a motion postponed from the July 26, 2023 meeting that the Pacifica Executive Director be restored to the Pacifica bylaw mandated responsibility for making crucial personnel and programming changes to support the financial stability of the network with innovative and listener-supported radio and media platforms. That was put forth by Delegate Wolfley from KPFA. And I guess at this point, first I should point out that Delegate Wolfley has declined to be with us today, and that given that this deals with personnel matters, it would need to be dealt with in closed session, confidential session, and that we don't yet have non-disclosure agreements on file from most of this committee. We have two or three in out of the 16. And so in order to deal with this, in order to address this issue, we would need to get non-disclosure agreements on file from everyone who wanted to attend that closed session. And until then, it's out of order for this agenda.
Madam Chair, Can you please tell us who has not submitted an NDA? Because I'm about 99.9% sure I did, but God forbid I'm the one that's out of order. I would like to know.
Well, we have one from William Foster. We have one from Marianne Martinez. Pacifica has mine as a director. And if there's anybody else, you should let me know now. Those are the ones I'm aware of.
Okay, so when I first came on the local station board, I signed one. Is that valid? That was only a year ago.
Can you provide it to this committee?
Let me see if I can find it.
Okay. We need to have one on
file. Is it available on the website? Where do I get it?
Following this meeting, I will send around to everybody, again, both that form and the consent to meet by teleconference, by electronic transmission, because that's also required by California law.
Right, right.
And I don't, other than my own, I don't remember that I have that back from anybody. And I'll just put it all in a spreadsheet, and as I get them back, I'll check off those I have, and so that everybody can see whether you've gotten it done yet or not, and whether I'm aware of it and who needs it yet, and maybe that'll motivate everybody. So,
have you recognized, Madam Chair?
Yes, please. Go ahead.
I'd just like to point out one other reason that this is out of order on its face. The resolution is written in a way that makes it out of order. It says that we are restoring something that is mandated by the bylaws. If the bylaws mandate something, then it's already in effect and we have no power. So the way that it's written to say that we should be doing something that we can't possibly do.
Thank you. I'm making note of that now. We can't restore something that's already being done. Very good point. Excellent point. I'll see to it that makes it into the notes in a minute. Is there any further discussion of this motion and of this motion?
Chair?
Yes.
Point of order?
Yeah. Not Michael Wayne.
You're asking for discussion when it would be out of order to discuss things without the confidentiality agreements being in place.
It would be out of order to discuss the content of this motion. But as you just did, you brought forth a procedural observation about this motion, and I thought this would be the only opportunity people might have to weigh in on that or any other aspect of this. But we may not need further comment. There was one more hand up. Was that James?
Yes, Chair, I'd ask a question. I wanted to ask a question, I wanted to make a comment about the NDAs, and that is that the member who spoke a moment ago about having one from a year ago, I don't know how old that is, but we've adopted a new one. I don't know if you've had the opportunity to send out the new ones to the members, but it would be preferable, and I think might be required. I'm not positive, but I think it would be preferable to have the newer one.
I think you're right. I think what I sent around earlier this year was that new one, including the addition of the phrase that what's required is the newest iteration of that form.
Right.
So that I will, again, I'll check that I have the right version and we'll send it around to the entire committee yet again, along with the other consent to meet by teleconference.
It's always a help, Chair. Thank you. It's always a help when you send something like that around again. I appreciate that.
Sure, no problem. And I guess having had a point of order raised, I should rule on that and just say formally that I find it that it's well received, that it's a valid point of order. And so I guess that's about as much as we can do with that motion for now.
Before you move on, Chair, can I mention one more thing about that?
Yeah.
I don't recall if you mentioned my name, but of course you have mine and any other person on this committee that's a director. You have our NDAs or the board and the national office have our NDAs because we're directors.
Right. That should take care of six of them, I guess.
Right.
So we need the NDAs from the 10 delegate members of this committee. And that, especially because they're coming from five different stations, each of whom, if they have an NDA at all, will likely have different ones. I think this is our chance to catch everybody up to the current iteration and get that down on record. Thank you. That really was going to be our only item of substance today. So that brings us to item number six. I'll say once more, the next Pacifica National Board Governance Committee meets next on Wednesday, September 27th, fourth Wednesday of the month, 2023, 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time, 5:30 p.m. Pacific Time. And I look forward to seeing you all then. Is there anything else anyone can think of we need to cover yet today? Because if not, then we're adjourned.
Chair, I did have a couple of things to mention. I'm sorry. I don't know if you've already said we're adjourned and therefore we are.
Oh, I said if. So
you did say if. That's true.
I'll
saved by the two-letter word. Great. I just wanted to ask you here and now to put on the next agenda, an update or, activating the committee, the subcommittee that is going to be trying to get the bylaws, make sure that they are in conformance with California state law.
Yeah.
And we could hope to have some other motions ready to go on some possible bylaws amendments. I know there's been a lot of interest in making some incremental bylaws amendments that would help streamline the foundation. So hopefully we could get some of them in as well on the agenda.
Good, good. Shall I list as an agenda item a report from that subcommittee?
If there's going to be one available, sure.
That gives us, sorry, it's rush hour here. There's lots of traffic. That gives us a month for that committee to get in gear.
Good. Maybe we don't have to have, Chair, maybe I should retract that and just say, I don't think we need to have it on the agenda. I mentioned it. Now we're aware it should be, we should be motivating it and getting it in gear. I think that's enough, actually.
Okay. All right. I would urge people, if they have substantial business they would like this committee to address,
excuse me, time's a-wasting, and the year will be over before you know it, and this is our chance. And feel free to be in touch anytime between now and the next meeting. So let me know if you have motions you'd like to bring forward, or even if it's just issues you'd like to talk over, feel free to give me a call, and I'd be happy to review anything with any of you. Anything else? If not, we can adjourn now. I so move. Is there any opposition? Hearing no opposition.
And, I said.
Okay, thank you. We are now adjourned a full hour early.
Wow. Thank you so much.
Good evening, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you
for being so efficient and focused and wandering off. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. Till next time.
Okay.
We get to have this job next month.